you know, it's like, what happened over the weekend? You try to have a relaxing weekend, and all of a sudden this goes on, and now we have to process it, and let's do it through the eyes of the gospel. But let's start with what happened in Charlottesville.
Very tragic that you had the vitriol there to begin with the protests and counter-protests, but that one of the men protesting the removal of the Confederate statues in Charlottesville actually took violence into his own hands and killing at least one person absolutely is reprehensible. And I think it should be reprehensible to us both as Americans and Christians. I think on both levels we could talk about what a travesty and what a destruction of what it means for the country and what it means as believers in the gospel. Certainly there are ways, like I said, of talking about it as Americans where we say this is against the Declaration of Independence, our founding document that talks about all men being created equal, all deserving protection, all deserving the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. But the tragedy is, I think it shows something that Christianity knows, which is that I don't think it's that we have a knowledge problem of what's just and unjust and how we should treat others, that we should love our neighbor as ourselves, but we have a will problem, a sin problem. And I think this kind of hatred that you're talking about is what happens, I think, when people delve deeply into idolatries of race and politics. Mm-hmm. When race becomes your idol, when you exchange the glory of God for that. And I think what we see is that has, you know, someone who studies politics, that has deep political ramifications when that becomes your God, and then you start acting on your God, you start worshiping your God in the political sphere. That looks very different than worshiping the God of Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Adam, how did the White House respond?
The response was interesting. Now, if you look at the news, you would probably think that President Trump celebrated it, which he did not. He said that there is hate and vitriol on both sides and that he thinks that it's wrong. He refused to condemn neo-Nazis or racist groups by name. And the reason that caused consternation is Canada Trump made a very good point that when there has been Islamic terrorism, the other side has been reticent to actually call out the particular evil or the particular engagers in evil and say, no, 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 we need to not just talk broadly about people are bad or violent or mean. And I think the hope was that he would consistently then call out by name these groups, and he stopped short of doing that. And I think that's where there was some consternation. It's not that he expressed any kind of approval, but that he didn't go after them with the same kind of harshness that I think a lot of people were heartened by him doing during the campaign on the other side.